When will she ever learn? The soft sounds of the shower running, the even softer sounds of Ryza in her traditional outfit sneaking about. Ever so carefully she moved, ducking and weaving about, as she made her way to the source of the running water. Slowly, she opened the door, peeking her eye through the opening. Inside was the shadow of Arya on the shower door, washing her worries away. A mischievous smirk appeared on Ryza's face, as well as a gleam in her eye. She giggled softly. She tiptoed closer and closer to the door, as Arya was completely unaware to her presence. When Ryza was just close enough, she leaped at the door and quickly threw it open. She then grabbed the shower head and shoved it into Arya's mouth, exclaiming,
"Nyaha! Water balloon time!"
Splash! Ryza paused a moment and thought to herself,
"Splash, Nya?"
She looked at Arya to realize it wasn't Arya. It was instead a clone of her made up of water. Ryza felt a presence behind her and was afraid to turn around.
"You didn't think I would let you do that again, did you?" said the voice.
Ryza slowly turned her head around to see a very stern Arya, in her normal attire. Ryza tried to say something, but Arya cut her off by adding, "Jeez, when will you ever learn? It's not okay to inflate, expand, or generally mess with me, or anyone else for that matter, anytime you want to! I think it's time you got a taste of your own medicine!" Arya waved her right hand and the clone of her became a torrent of water that went right into Ryza's mouth.
"Yum!"
She gasped in shock as her tail stood up straight. Her cheeks puffed out from the water pressure. Soon thereafter, it was her chest that began to push forward and fill out as gained cup size after cup size. Ryza filled her breasts with her hands and could feel them blowing up as her hoodie began to feel really strained from the rapid size increase. Now going on to the size of watermelons, it wasn't long before the stress was too much and her hoodie zipper gave in. Her huge water balloon breast burst out, revealing her black cat paw bra. A blush quickly spread across Ryza's face as she hugged them, attempting to push them back in. It was then the last of water from Arya's clone went into Ryza. Arya scolded Ryza again by saying, "Now do you see how it feels? How embarrassing it is? Especially when you burst out of your garments!" As Arya stared at Ryza, Ryza looked at Arya with big teary eyes, her ears and tails drooping. She looked embarrassed, and each time she sniffed, her breasts jiggled from the water weight. Arya paused for a moment. She closed her eyes and gave a sigh. "Maybe I was too hard on her," she thought to herself. Suddenly, something was shoved in her mouth. Her eyes shot open to see a hose, a small tank, and a very happy Ryza with a big smile on her face.
"Nyah!"
Ryza shouted as she turned the valve. The familiar process came over Arya again. The puffing of her cheeks, her breasts expanding and filling up with air. She then wondered, "When will I ever learn?"